A chance encounter the megacity was alive in a way that felt nearly electric. The hum of business, the chatter of cafe patrons discovering out onto the sidewalks, and the gleam of street lamps reflecting off rain-slicked pavement. Eva moved snappily through the crowd, clinging her fleece tighter against the cool spring air. She was late for her evening shift at the art gallery, where every brushstroke told a story and every caller sounded a search for commodity they could ent relatively name. She slightly noticed when someone brushed past her near the corner cafe, their presence unforeseen and charged. "I'm sorry," a voice said, soft but firm, just before a hand sustained her elbow. Eva turned to find a man with storm Argentine eyes and a crooked smile. He was apologizing, but there was commodity in the way he looked at her, as if this moment was important beyond the accident. "It's okay," she replied, surprised by the warmth rising in her casket. He introduced himself as Liam, an independent shooter who frequently floated the megacity looking for stories hidden in murk and light. They talked compactly. Too compactly, but when he asked if she liked coffee, Eva set up herself saying yes. That night, in a cozy cafe filled with the scent of roasted sap and soft jazz, they participated in stories about art, passion, and the strange ways life brings people together when they least anticipate it. But beneath the easy discussion, Eva tasted a pressure in Liam's eyes, a secret he guarded fiercely. Commodity about him felt interdicted. As the night strengthened, so did their connection. Little did Eva know, the heart she was about to fall for was wrapped in complications she had unimagined. Secrets between the lines of days that followed their chance, hassle blurred between moments of light and shadow. Eva set up herself, allowing about Liam in the quiet spaces of her day, while arranging oils at a gallery, during long walks home, indeed in the hum of the megacity's escapism. They met again a many days latterly, this time at a photography exhibition, where Liam was showing some of his work. His prints were raw and intimate, capturing transitory expressions, thoroughfares bathed in twilight, and faces that sounded both vulnerable and recalcitrant. Eva was drawn not only to the images but to the man behind the camera. But the further time they spent together, the further Eva tasted a wall Liam was ent ready to lower. He was careful with his words, avoiding questions about his history, and occasionally his aspect would darken as if wrestling with a retired burden. One evening, under the dim gleam of streetlights, Liam eventually opened up. "There are effects about me that aren't easy," he said still. "Effects that could change how you see me." Eva reached out, her hand brushing his. "Try me," he dithered. Also told her about his once, how he'd formerly been involved with people who operated on the edge of the law, a world of secrets and pitfalls that still visited him. He'd escaped, or tried to, but the murk dallied. Eva heeded, her heart painting for the man who wanted to be free, but carried change she can't see. "I'm not proud of it," Liam said, voice slightly above a tail. "But I'm trying to make commodity real now. Commodity good." Eva smiled, squeezing his hand. "We all have histories. It's what we do with the present that matters." Their bond strengthened, but so did the peril. The once Liam tried to leave before was pulling him back. Pitfalls rumored in phone calls. Shadowy numbers glinted on the edges of their lives. Yet, amid the chaos, their love bloomed. Fragile and fierce, that love's redemption, the pressure that had wrapped itself around Liam's life, tense like a mesh. But rather a breaking piecemeal, Eva and Liam's connection only grew stronger, a lifeline in the storm of query. One stormy evening, Liam took Eva to an old rooftop overlooking the megacity, a place where the noise softened and the world felt still. "I've made miscalculations," he said, voice steady despite the weight behind it. "But I want to be better. For you. For us." Eva reached out, her hand chancing his. "We're in this together." From that night forward, Liam began to face the once head on. With Eva by his side, he reached out to people who had formerly controlled him, demanding freedom, demanding peace. It wasn't easy. There were pitfalls, moments of fear, but love gave them courage. Months passed, and the murk retreated. Liam's photography exhibitions grew, now filled with images of stopgap and new onsets. On a bright spring morning, beneath the cherry blossoms, Liam knelt before Eva, a simple ring in his hand. "Will you be my mate, my heart, my home?" Gashes lustered in her eyes as she rumored. "Yes." Their love, born from the interdicted and the dangerous, had set up its way to light, a testament that indeed the most illegal hearts can be redeemed by verity and courage. The megacity palpitated with a quiet kind of electricity, the hum of business, the soft murmur of discussion from cafe quadrangles, and the gleam of street lamps casting golden halos on the rain-slick sidewalks. Eva weaved through the crowd, her fleece pulled tight against the cool spring air. She was late for her evening shift at the art gallery, where stories hung on walls in makeup and light, and callers wandered through the silence and hunt a commodity they could ent relatively name. She slightly noticed when someone brushed past her near the corner cafe. A hand sustained her elbow, and a voice, warm and steady, said, "I'm sorry." Eva turned, startled, and met a brace of Storm Argentine eyes and a crooked, repentant smile. He looked at her like the moment signified, like he'd been searching for it. "It's okay," she said, the words catching slightly in her throat. He introduced himself as Liam, a shooter who spent his days wandering the megacity looking for stories told in murk and light. They spoke compactly, too compactly. Ahead, he asked if she wanted to join him for coffee. She said yes, surprising herself. Eamon's hand set up hers, and I awaited, indeed when I forgot why. Armed with the verity, Leora and Eamon knew what they had to do. The Mirrorborn had to be contained, not through destruction, but through reintegration. They were fractured corridor of the realm, after all, broken recollections, cast off by an area hysterical of emotion. In the Valley of Falling Stars, where forgotten wishes gathered, Leora began weaving not with thread, but with song. Each note drew a Mirrorborn closer. Eamon added his voice, a harmony born of centuries of silence. Together, they sang remembrance into being. The Mirrorborn wept, and also, one by one, they knelt, not to surrender, but to return. When the last Mirrorborn dissolved into light, the stars above burned brighter than ever ahead. Solon appeared formally more. "You have done what none ahead dared. You gave memory its heart back.